This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. This is the sound of beer being brewed at Ozark Beer Company. After milling the grain, the grist is moved into a mash tun where it's mixed with heated water. When we visited the Rogers Brew House last Thursday, brewer Brock Carson explained they were entering the third hour of a six-hour process.
Right now we've already mashed in, so basically we've mixed our hot mash water with our milled grain, which basically makes like a porridge or an oatmeal, basically. So once we do our mash rest, which basically has our starch conversions, it converts starches to sugars, which are fermentable, we will actually start running all the liquid in our mash tun into our boil kettle, and we'll run hot water over the top to kind of rinse any extra sugars, things like that, off of the grain.
The next big step in the beer making process is fermentation.
Usually fermentation takes a few days, and then we'll basically dump the yeast off and then let it clarify, carbonate, package. So from start to finish, you're looking at a few weeks.
In a few weeks, the result of today's work will be the Resilience Butte County Proud IPA, which will be sold to help people affected by the Camp Fire in California. Ozark Beer Company is one of more than 1,300 breweries, mostly from the United States, participating in this fundraising effort created by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Headquartered in Chico, California, Sierra Nevada organized this initiative to support victims of the recently contained wildfire, which has killed at least 85 people, making it the deadliest fire in the state's history. Sierra Nevada will donate 100% of Resilience IPA sales to the Camp Fire Relief Fund. The California Brewery has invited other brewers to do the same, and Ozark Beer Company is one of four participating Arkansas breweries and the only one in Northwest Arkansas. Co-owner and head brewer Andy Coates says joining this effort fits Ozark's mission.
Brock let us know that Sierra was doing this project, and it was kind of a really easy decision for us to go ahead and obviously sign up. We kind of see ourselves as a community-focused brewery, and we do as much as we can around here with any nonprofits and anybody else who looking for a donation. And the fact that Sierra was, you know, spearheading this and doing a project like this to raise money for people in need in their own community, it just seemed like a really good fit for our crew and our mission.
Coates says another brewery owns the rights to the IPA's name, but is allowing Sierra Nevada to use it for this fundraiser. Coates says the West Coast Brewery has made participation simple by creating promotional materials and sharing their IPA recipe.
We actually just got a Dropbox that had a recipe in there. You put in your volumes, it has the water chemistry they're going for, the hop usage, everything like that. And so pretty much a plug and play so that people around the country can all kind of make the same beer and folks can enjoy that. The other nice thing was they coordinated with the raw material suppliers, which obviously a lot of us deal with on a daily and weekly basis, but they worked with all of them to get the raw materials secured and donated by those suppliers to make this beer. So it's really, it's not just one brewery and the community of breweries going together. It's our suppliers we use all the time, all working together to kind of to make, you know, make something good out of a bad situation.
Brewer Brock Carson says they are using pretty traditional Pacific Northwest and Northern California hops in this beer.
It's all Cascade and Centennial, which are, Centennial lends some kind of fruity notes. Cascade gives you more of the piney, resiny, really just like real original Sierra Nevada beer, like pale ale character. Plus the grain bill, we're using some caramel malts and stuff that we don't usually use. So it's going to give it a little more caramel body, a little more malty finish, but, it'll be nice and pretty traditional Sierra Nevada style beer, which is nice for me because they were kind of the brewery that got me into all this. So it's nice to be able to brew a beer that, you know, they're really big on and, you know, they came up with. Plus it's all going to a great cause.
Carson is familiar with the West Coast style of brewing, having brewed for Iron Fire Brewing Company and Black Market Brewing Company in Temecula, California. While many industries focus a lot on competition, Carson says this fundraiser exemplifies how that isn't always the case in the brewing industry.
The craft beer industry is really about community also, though. You know, everyone, you know, helping each other out, breweries helping breweries. You know, if one of the breweries down the road, you know, needs something, you know, they can usually go to the, you know, another brewery that's, you know, not far away, and, you know, borrow a bag of grain or borrow some hops or, you know, something like that. It's, you know, most of the time you're not going to get turned away. So it's as much about community as it is, you know, making good beer.
Head brewer Andy Coates expects the Resilience IPA to be on tap the week before Christmas. It will be available in pints, growlers, and grumblers in the tap room. More information about this initiative can be found at sierranevada.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.